talking with Heather Buckmaster, Oklahoma Beef Council, joining us today. And Heather, let's talk a little bit about several things, but I know that you're especially excited about a fairly new report that is out that's looking at the cattle industry, how we produce cattle, and you're calling that the Cattleman Stewardship Review.
Absolutely. It's called the Cattleman Stewardship Review, and I really look at it as kind of a corporate responsibility report. And it's the first of its kind look at our influence on our communities, public health, the environment, and the economy, and how we influence that every single day. We know that consumers today are very removed from their food source and where it comes from, but they want to understand where their beef comes from. And so this is an excellent opportunity for us to really reconnect with consumers about the important daily aspects of our lives and what we do, our shared vision and values that we have with consumers, and how, you know, we want them to understand who we are as an industry. And so we encourage anyone that wants to know more about where their beef comes from, and I would encourage our farmers and ranchers to visit explorebeef.org and spend some time with this review. It's excellent.
As far as, you know, give me maybe a couple of examples of where you think it really does a good job telling the beef story.
Well, first of all, I'll give you an excellent example. In the last 30 years, we have become so efficient at producing beef. In fact, we're producing 13% more beef today than we were 30 years ago with 13% fewer cattle. So in that efficiency, we have become also more environmentally conscious in a sense because we're able to use less natural resources in the process. They also show the global you know, everybody's always asking about the carbon footprint. And just with the efficiencies that we've gained in this industry through the use of technologies, we have reduced our carbon footprint by 18% in the cattle industry. And I think that is very key. We produce 7% of 20% of the world's beef supply with 7% of the cattle. So we do it better than anybody else in the world. But I also think it shows kind of the shared values that we have of our commitment to our communities and how we are a vibrant part of our communities.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things going on here in the month of May. I know this is Beef Month. You got some things going on that are directly of interest to cattle producers, but also you're working with some promotional activities as well.
Absolutely. Well, first up, we have what we're calling the Aging Cow 101 Field Days. It's part of our Beef Quality Assurance Program, and we'll be conducting multiple field days at our livestock markets across the state. There's one within driving distance of every cattleman, and we want to thank our livestock markets and Novartis for being a sponsor of this. But we will be sharing with them profitable culling strategies as well as other aspects of BQA. And if they'd like more information to attend, the first one kicks off on May 12th at McAllister. But if they'd like more information, we'd encourage them to visit oklabeef.org or they can give our office a call.
Okay, now. Let's talk about some of the promotional activities you got planned.
Well, obviously, we always step up our radio and television this month through our print advertising in different publications across the state, like Oklahoma Today, Oklahoma Living. We're going to be reaching a readership of 1.2 million people. We'll also have a couple of weeks of advertising really focusing in on sharing those 29 lean beef choices that consumers have in Oklahoma City and in Tulsa. And so we're excited about that. But also, this is the first time that we are apart, and it's actually the first ever Battle of the Burger event that's going to happen on May 21st at the Mark Heights Auto Family in Norman. And we see this as a wonderful opportunity to promote beef, but there's going to be great grilling competitions, sampling opportunities for consumers, which is always great because it never fails. You go to a culinary competition, you actually don't get to sample it. And so there'll be great sampling opportunities, good music, a special kids area. But most importantly, the funds from the event will support the Toby Keith Foundation OK Kids Corral, which will be a home for pediatric cancer patients and their families to stay in while they're receiving treatments. So we think it's a wonderful event for us to be a part of during May Beef Month.
And that's coming up on May 21st, right?
Absolutely. It's going to be May 21st. But as we kick off the grilling season, there are several opportunities for retailers in the United States and in Oklahoma to participate in national cross promotions where they're offering discounts on beef. Last year, we had 100 million coupons in the marketplace. It looks like we've got a really busy grilling season with several different promotions that are going to be going on. And, you know, right now, we know beef prices are going to be higher this summer. And so the couponing is very important for consumers, and I'm excited the Beef Checkoff is a part of it.
You know, obviously, we don't have that many dollars in our beef checkoff, not nearly as many dollars as we'd like to have. So it's important that we're able to leverage them, right?
Oh, we absolutely have to leverage our dollar today. We are operating with 50%, less than 50% of the same buying power that we had in 1985. So we have to look for these opportunities when we can join in with other companies like Mrs. Dash, the American Egg Board, other organizations like that, where we can bring our shared desires and our shared focus together and promote our different products together, because we can't afford to do it without it.
Executive Director of the Oklahoma Beef Council, Heather Buckmaster. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.